I really want.
Now, wait a minute, Grace.
Sorry to say that the information sheet on this particular painting has been lost, but I would judge the painting to be somewhere between 40 and 50 years old, and it is in superb condition, as you can see. The frame alone is a work of art.
What are you waiting for?
Entirely hand-carved.
Oh, you're certainly not interested in a 50-year-old oil by a nobody.
And we'll start the bidding at $50. $50, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait just a second, will you? I don't remember seeing that one before.
Well, it's right here on the catalog
list. Come, people. This is a magnificent example of portraiture. $50.
I want to see that one. Excuse me.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Thank you, sir. We have $50. May I hear 60?
Oh, no. Excuse me. I was just standing up to...
$60, please.
60?
Oh, 60. Thank you, madam.
Ooh.
60. We have 60. Now, do I hear 70? Give me 70. $70. Yes, sir. Come right on up and get a close look. Now, we need $70.
70.
70. I have 70. Do I hear 80?
80.
80. Very good.
Jeez, gosh.
Now, do I hear 85? We have 80. Now, we need 85.
85.
Thank you, sir.
90.
90. Thank you. 90 we have. Do I hear 100?
100.
Thank you, sir. Oh, a new man in the bidding.
110.
110. Do I hear 120? 120. $120 bid for the mysterious gypsy.
She's ravishing.
We have 110. Do we hear 120? Very well. $110 once. 110 twice.
120.
Thank you. We have 120. Do I hear 130? 130, madam. Very well. 120 once. 120 twice. This is a steal, you know, at this price. All right. So, to the gentleman with the red tie for $120. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Just step over to the cashier's table, if you will, sir. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, item number 62.
Buddy, are you out of your mind? We haven't any place for that thing. What are you going to do with it?
What?
Oh, I should have known better than to bring you to an auction. We can't afford to just throw away $120 on a whim.
It's not a whim, Grace. I want this picture.
Well, you've got it. And I hope you have a spot all picked out for it, because it's not going in my house.
We all have uncontrollable urges from time to time. It was an uncontrollable urge that came over Montgomery Briscoe at an auction his wife Grace had insisted he attend with her. And suddenly, Monty finds himself the owner of an oil painting of a darkly beautiful girl with wild, long black hair and a brooding and sensuous look in her eyes. And so begins a baffling story of suspense as Crisis invites you to meet the Gypsy. I'll be back with Act One right after this word. And now, Act One of The Gypsy.
Oh, come on, Grace. Don't be like that. I'm sorry. Well, you know they don't let you change your mind once you've bought something. Look, it's the first time in my life I ever bought anything at an auction. You've been trying to get me to come to art auctions for years. Okay, I came and I saw something I liked. Well, you bought those green lizard bookends and a trapezoidal bunch of yarn.
They are not lizards, they're gargoyles. And the yarn is a beautiful primitive wall hanging.
Yeah, it's primitive all right, with twigs woven into it. It isn't even rectangular.
Of course it's rectangular. It has four sides. It's just that the sides aren't exactly even.
So it's a trapezoid. Ah, forget it. I'm going to have a good long look at my gypsy.
Really, Monty, it's just cheap art. I'm surprised the gallery would even handle any trash like that.
There. Oh, man, oh, man. Look at her eyes.
If you wanted something like that around, you could have picked up a girly calendar for free.
And her lips. Well, they look... That's uncanny. They look moist.
It's just a painter's trick. What are you going to do with it?
Huh?
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to hang it up.
Where?
Well, my den. Over my desk.
It's too big for the den.
Oh, no, it isn't.
The den isn't large enough to display a painting that size. You have to be able to get away from a painting to get the full effect.
Not this one.
Well, you can't put it in the den.
Well, then, how about the dining room?
You're kidding.
No, there's plenty of room there. See, where the mirror is now. We could move the mirror
and... No. This place was decorated professionally. The mirror stays put.
Why? Because we paid some guy named Pierre $2,000 to tell us we have a lousy taste in furniture? You know, it seems to me that if we're going to live in a house, then it ought to come
to... That's the reason you can't just go out and buy something because you have an urge. You have to consider how it'll look and where you'll use it in the total design.
Oh, so you know where the gargoyles and the primitive trapezoid are going.
Precisely where they're going. The bookends go on the top shelf of the bookcase in the den, and the trapezoid...
In the den? Oh, you're not putting those hideous green monsters in my den.
That is just the touch we need to pick up the green in the rug.
Well, there's green in my picture. So why can't we put it in the den instead of the gargoyles?
The picture is out.
Hey, listen. Let's get one thing straight around here. I live here, too. Now, I haven't held out for much. But I am going to hang this painting.
Darling, there just isn't any place for it. It's too big. It's the wrong color. Its frame is too gaudy. No, it's totally wrong for this house.
All right. I'll have it reframed.
Does it really mean that much to you?
Yes, it does.
You can't keep your eyes off it, can you?
No, I can't.
It's really not all that great a painting, Monty.
I'm no art critic, but I know what I like.
You like dark girls with long black hair with snarls in it? And why did you marry a blonde?
I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why I like the painting, but I do.
Well, if it means that much to you, I'll find some place for it. But I don't know how I'll explain it to our friends.
Tell them it's a relative of mine.
Oh, sure. Well, come on, Gypsy. I'm not at all happy having you in my house. You're trying to steal my husband.
Galleries, art... Galleries, auction... Alexander Art Auctions.
Alexander Art Auctions?
Hello, who am I speaking to, please?
This is Mr. Alexander.
Oh, well, this is Mr. Briscoe. Montgomery Briscoe. I was at your auction last night, and I bought a painting.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. Briscoe. The mysterious gypsy from Spain.
Oh, you remember. That's very good.
Well, I just happened to be going over the checks and the receipts from last night, and your check is right in front of me, along with a record of what you purchased. We don't make refunds, Mr. Briscoe.
Oh, I don't want a refund. No, that's not it at all. I was just wondering if you could give me a little background on the painting.
Oh, well, I'm afraid not. As I said last night, the data sheet on that one was lost.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I can assure you, though, that you paid a very fair price for it.
Oh, I'm not complaining about the price. No, I just wanted to know everything there is to know about the artist and the girl.
The gypsy?
Yes, the gypsy. I mean, you know, it's always more fun if you know something about the history of a painting.
Yes, well, Delgado lived near Seville. I can remember that much about him. He was poor. He never attained much of any fame until after he died, poor chap. I'm afraid I couldn't say who he used as his model. Some local girl, I suppose.
Oh, yeah?
Well, suppose I make a note of your address, Mr. Briscoe, and if I should come across any information on the painting, I'll call you. I have your phone number here on your check.
No, don't call me there.
What?
No, that's my home number. I prefer you to call me at my office if you find anything.
Well, very well.
This number is 834-2665, extension 188.
188. All right. Yes, I'll certainly call you if we can uncover anything about your gypsy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Alexander.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Nice dinner, Grace.
Thank you. Everything go all right at the office today?
Hmm. Oh, yes. Fine, fine.
You're a little quiet tonight, Monty.
No. Am I? I didn't mean to be. Sorry.
Well, can I get you something?
No.
Well, where are you going?
Where's the painting?
In the storage room. I really can't find a single place in the whole house where we can put it.
Oh, you're so beautiful. Tantalizing. If only I knew who you were. If only. If only I knew you.
It's been several days now since the mysterious gypsy came to live in the Briscoe household. The voluptuous girl in the ornate golden frame now stares out from the wall of the stairway leading to the second floor of the Briscoe's house. Arranged beside the larger painting are a cluster of four small paintings of odd shapes and sizes. It was a compromise reached after another argument. In sullen silence, Grace Briscoe pays the monthly bills at a roll-top desk in the master bedroom. Monty is somewhere in the house downstairs.
Monty? Marty?
Yes?
Can you come up here a minute?
Yes. What is it you want?
Oh, I thought you were downstairs.
Not quite.
What do you mean, not quite? Either you were or you weren't.
I was on the stairs.
Oh, my Lord. Now, does that mean you're going to be standing in the stairwell mooning over that idiotic picture?
Is that what you called me up here to say?
No. Now, I've been going over the checkbook. Your little impulsiveness at the art auction leaves us a bit short this month.
How short?
Well, after I pay the lease payment on your car, we'll have exactly $114 to live on until your next paycheck.
We'll make it.
We will if you don't buy your usual lunches downtown.
I said we'll make it.
All I'm saying is we can't afford $6 a day for lunches.
I said we'll make it. Now leave it.
Look, you take over this job. If you think it's easy trying to keep everything current when prices keep going up on everything...
Don't talk to me about prices. Who is it that paid a fortune for two ugly, corroded bookends and a rancid hunk of amateur knitting at that auction, and then you get on my back because I bought something I like for once in my life?
I wasn't even talking about that.
And then you tell me where and I can and cannot hang the picture because your precious Pierre might not like the color scheme.
Right. You can put your blasted Spanish streetwalker anywhere you like. You haven't said a civil word to me since she came into this house. Who are you living with, me or that gypsy? You were out here sitting on the stairs under her picture, weren't you?
So what?
Oh, look at her. Look at her. Oh, so help me, if she were a real woman, I'd scratch your eyes out.
Stop that!
Oh!
What do you think you're doing? You're ripping her face!
You're right. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'll leave you two alone since you care so much more for her than you do for your own wife.
She's done to you. Look what she's done to your beautiful face.
All he cares about is that horrid painting. Doesn't care that I've tried to keep a lovely home for him. Oh, no, no. He just sits there and has an affair in his mind with that cheap gypsy. Well, if he thinks I'm going to wait on him hand and foot while he dreams up his fantasies with a 50-year-old painting, he's sick. He's sick. He's sick. If I stay there another minute, he's going to make me as crazy as
hey,
he is.
Lee.
What? Oh.
Hey. You talking to yourself?
No. What do you want?
You got a cigarette?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't smoke. Now, if you'll get out of my
way. Where are you going?
I don't see that it's any of your business. Who are you? What are you doing lurking around this neighborhood? This is a respectable neighborhood.
Yeah. Hey, you frightened of me?
Get out of my way.
Where are you going in such a hurry?
I'm going down to the mailbox on the corner to mail these letters.
Pretty late at night for you to be out.
Look here. Who are you to be talking to me?
Who am I? Hey, stop here by the streetlight. Now, take a good look. You know me, huh?
Oh, you can't be real.
What's the matter, lady? You don't like gypsies?
Who are you? Is this some kind
of... You know gypsies. We don't stay a long time anywhere.
You're the girl in the picture. Oh, but you can't be.
Too bad you don't like me.
Don't like you? You're stealing my husband.
I told you, gypsies don't stay too long in any one place. Pretty soon, I leave. So why you scratch up my face, huh?
Your face? Oh, your face. It's bleeding.
Ah, but nothing like your face is gonna bleed.
No.
Come on,
let go
of me. Shadows, blonde lady.
Briscoe here.
Mr. Briscoe?
Yes?
Mr. Alexander, from the art auction.
Oh.
You do remember, several months ago, you purchased a particular painting from me?
I remember.
Yes, well, you asked me to get you some background on it, remember? Well, we were inventorying here yesterday, and believe it or not, I came across the whole story of the gypsy in the painting. That is, if you're still interested.
Apparently you didn't know.
No. What do you mean?
The painting is gone. Someone stole it.
No. When?
While I was down at the hospital, identifying the body of my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Briscoe. I didn't know. I'm so sorry. Well, perhaps under the circumstances, you just as soon forget.
No, no. If you can tell me something about the painting, I'd like to know.
Well, here it is in a nutshell. It seems Delgado painted the gypsy from life. There was a live model. She was a gypsy. A girl about 24 years old.
Yes. Yes, I'm not surprised.
But the odd part is, he painted her in prison.
In prison?
Yes. As he came every day to the prison where she was being held. And on the very day he completed the painting, she was executed.
Executed?
For the murder of a woman. The wife of her lover. Over 50 years ago.
Well, in the light of the strange relationship that grew between Monty Briscoe and the painting he felt an irresistible urge to own, we can only wonder whether the idea of having the portrait of the gypsy in his home was entirely Monty's, or if somehow the gypsy herself exerted a sort of supernatural influence on him. And while we're wondering, what do you suppose ever became of the scarred portrait of the gypsy? Who knows, maybe it'll turn up again at another art auction and tantalize another unsuspecting buyer, like perhaps you. In just a minute, I'll be back with a preview of next week's production of Crisis. Tonight, Crisis has presented The Gypsy, featuring in our cast John Brandon, Pat French, Paul Herlinger, and Lee Posh. Now this is your writer-producer, Jim French, inviting you to join me again next week at this same time when again we will bring you Crisis.